I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The rebellion against Libya's Muammar Gaddafi appears to be spreading. Today, there are reports of fresh clashes between protesters and government forces in the western part of the country, near the capital Tripoli. That's after opposition forces took control of parts of eastern Libya. But in Tripoli itself, the Gaddafi regime appears to be tightening its grip on power. The BBC's Jim Muir is on the Tunisian side of Libya's western border. So, Jim Muir, Gaddafi has apparently lost control in a portion of the east. What are you seeing from where you are in the west?
Well, I've obviously been talking to a lot of the people who are streaming out across the border, coming from Libya into Tunisia, not in vast numbers. We're not talking about tens of thousands or anything, but I would say over the course of a day, it's between 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, something like that. And that they all have really different stories to tell about the situation. So it's very confusing about the situation in Tripoli, where many of them have come from. Some say it's basically stable. They hear a little bit of shooting, but it's no big deal, as one person just told me a very short while ago, but others say that there's massacres going on so on. So it's a very, very patchy story. Basically, with very little communications with Tripoli, it's hard to get a clear picture, and especially as the people coming out are giving such confusing and conflicting accounts as well. But certainly what we can surmise from all that is quite simply that it is not like in the east of the country, where the second city, Benghazi, has fallen to anti-Gaddafi protesters, and the whole area seems to be basically more or less hived off from his control. Here, over on the western side, it's a very different picture. He does seem to have at least some measure of control. Some people say that in the mornings or during the day, his forces are around and in control, and then at night it slips back into control of local people, and that it changes both, you know, during the day and night, and also sometimes from one area to another. So it is a very fluid and a very confused situation, but he does obviously still exercise some control in the capital and in surrounding areas.
Jim, we're hearing that people are crossing the borders, not just the line between Tunisia and Libya, but also between Egypt and Libya. Who are the people who are leaving, and are they telling you why they're leaving?
Well, certainly on this side, on the Tunisian side, the west side, most of them are not actually Libyans. They are mainly, I would say, Tunisians coming home, and also quite a large number of Algerian and Egyptian workers, with a few Libyans mixed in among them. There is not, on this side of the border, a huge flight of Libyans seeking refuge. And on the Egyptian side, my understanding is it is also mainly Egyptian workers who have been basically finding themselves without jobs because everything is closed down. Now, I asked some of the people who are leaving here whether they would go back again, and they said yes, sure, because that's where they had chosen to have their jobs, that's where they have work, and they say when it stabilizes they'd be happy to go back.
Is there a formal border crossing, and if so, who's in charge of it?
There is a formal border crossing, and it's like any normal border. You have on the Tunisian side Tunisian authorities, and on the Libyan side it is still very much Colonel Gaddafi's loyalists who are in charge there. In fact, people coming over saying that they've had either had their mobile phones taken away or had their SIM cards taken out so that there wouldn't be pictures of what is happening inside or any other kind of information. So the Libyans are certainly very, you know, very much present on the Libyan side of the border and very much in control there.
Okay, one more question. How difficult or dangerous would it be for you to get inside Libya?
Well, obviously, we've been debating that a lot. We believe it would be very dangerous because, from what we hear, it's such a kind of fast-changing situation, no clear lines of control. Obviously, with these tales of African mercenaries, etc., and with Mr. Gaddafi also inciting against the press and particularly against the BBC and Al Jazeera, it wouldn't be deemed too healthy to be across there in such a very fluid situation. In fact, legally, one couldn't cross anyway because the Tunisians are preventing people from going. The Libyans also, if they realize you're a journalist, would probably impound you. That almost happened to one of my colleagues a short while ago, but the Tunisians actually intervened and managed to get him back. So it's not an easy situation. It's not one where we can simply jump in a car and drive to Tripoli, that's for sure.
Okay, we're happy to talk to you on the Tunisian side of Libya's western border then. The BBC's Jim Muir. Stay safe.
Thank you very much.